Rockford poet Christine Swanberg has reached a point in her life where her work has come to fruition. WNIJ's Guy Stevens talked with her about just what that means.
Christine Swanberg says the title of her latest book, Wild Fruition, Sonnets, Spells, and Other Incantations, signifies the overriding theme of the collection.
The idea that at a certain point in your life, those of us that are in our late 60s, for example, we can kind of look back on our lives and see that we have had some sort of fruition.
But Swanberg says that doesn't mean the 75 short poems are just about aging or nature. She says there's a lot of adventure in the book, and more.
There are a lot of travel poems. There are a lot of complaint poems. There are one or two political poems. So there's a lot going on in the book.
The book is divided into five sections, each with poems that Swanberg says fit into a theme suggested by its title, Your Great Adventure, A Dark Thread, Winter Spell, Ask the Gardener, and Wild Fruition. Swanberg says you can read each section, for that matter each poem, and enjoy them separately, but she did try to arrange them into a cohesive whole.
For example, in the first section, it ends with a poem called Your Great Adventure, but in that, it introduces the idea of a dark thread. And so then the next section is a dark thread. So I like to think that it's possible to create a book of poetry that hangs together, you know, where if you actually read it from the beginning to the end, there would be at least some sort of logic to it.
Most of the poems are new, Swanberg says, with a few favorites that fit the theme thrown in. Many of the new ones are sonnets, like the poem that closes out the section Ask the Gardener, called The Hummingbird Whisperer. Swanberg reads a portion of it.
Glory be to the fierce little warriors who return to my garden each year. Come, enjoy, drink the various nectars, tiny bold ones, you without any fear. Teach me to cultivate fervor and focus. Stay in our shared secret sanctuary, created for you with bergamot and phlox, fuchsia, and the feeder hung on the tree you visit each morning.
The classic sonnet form, 14 lines with a strict progressive rhyme scheme, is not immediately apparent in the work, which, Swanberg says, is exactly what she wanted.
My husband always tells me when I read a sonnet, he says, don't tell people it's a sonnet, they'll never know, because it doesn't sound like a sonnet. You'd have to really be listening for the rhyme, it's subtle, and I want it that way. I don't want it to say, wow, I just wrote a sonnet and it sounds like Shakespeare. I want it to sound like one of my own poems.
What that means has varied over the years, which Swanberg says is perfectly natural. There are things she was passionate about when she was younger that she's not as passionate about now, although they were appropriate at the time, she adds. But the biggest change she's noticed, she says, is that writing doesn't feel as urgent as it used to. It's just something she does.
You know, it's not like, oh, if I don't write about this, my life won't be complete. I don't feel that way at all anymore. It just comes out of all sorts of places, you know, and just gets on the page the way it wants to. It's like any art. The more you practice it, the more zen it becomes.
Swanberg isn't done. She says she continues to get inspiration from her life, her travels, and her garden.
Seriously, the birds will now actually come up to me. And this has been going on for several years, and they will fly to my face. So, I mean, it's gotten to be, you know, quite the little party out there in the garden, you know.
One she hopes will continue and find its way into her poems for a long time to come. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.